Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Days, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin. What's that? No. You don't come down here and show me. I know how to use a table saw. Jeez. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say what up to Atul Singh. To Atul, what are you having for breakfast most days?
Oh my God. This is a fantastic question. First of all, now I'm getting almonds in like a 25 ounce bags. And so yeah, I do yogurt. And you should see the size of the yogurt I get now from the store. Like the grocery store has
got to be careful. You start talking about how big your breakfast thing is and it's never going to end.
No. Then I put some bare naked granola on it. That's the pricey stuff. All right. I find it on sale and then I get it. Right now it's vanilla almond. That's flavor. Then I throw some more almonds. I like one almond per bite in my morning. I put some little honey on it. And then right now I have strawberry sliced up there in the fridge. Throw that on there, some bananas.
So wow. Every morning it's like a couple hours and then you eat.
Yeah. Up by six, eating by 10.
You know what? James is right. Look, I'm not going to go into my routine. It's pretty similar to yours, except for one thing, Atul. I got rid of the childish granola, okay? You're not a child anymore, dog. Boom! You've got the fruit. The honey's even pushing it, but I'll give you the honey. Get rid of the fucking... I used to be like you, and then I grew up. Okay, sorry.
Just wait till your question comes. Just wait.
Oh, hey, look at there. It's James Heaney. Jingle Hinky Doo. What role did you play in your school play?
I did many. I was a fantastic actor. In fact, let me just...
Dan, that's last time we saw him, Your
cool.
Honor.
Nice. Oh,
I was a performer of the year in 1999. This was for this Oklahoma, the musical.
Please read the whole thing.
Prairie Ridge High School Fine Arts Theater Award, 1998-1999. Male Performer of the Year, James Heaney, for Oklahoma. You can't take it. It's a separate play. And you can't take it with you.
Every now and then, I'll ask a question that will spark a moment of reality that is so wonderfully surprising. And I had no idea clearly what this meant to James. And also, folks, a reminder, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you would be watching the video of James holding his plaque and reading from it for all of us to see. And the exuberance in his face.
So smiling.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
It's so fucked it's up. Just, you take honestly, that on hikes?
It means yeah.
Like, what do you do with that plaque?
It's pretty messed
like,
up. It's pretty messed fucking, up.
You take that everywhere, dude.
No, anybody's ever like, have you ever been in a play? I so bring out my plaque.
He was just so hugging the damn thing. And now here's Jackie DeRuthy. Jack Attack, do you have a school play performance that you would like to share?
Yes, I mean, I love school plays. Right. I was Gladys in the Pajama Game. Not a lot of people know about the Pajama Game, but she has a big drunk scene. And I was like a really, you know, good person. Not good person, but I was very scared of disappointing my mother, I should say, in high school. So I didn't drink, but I was like, well, I can't have this drunk scene and not know what it's like. So the night before dress rehearsal,
no.
I got... blackout.
Shmammered.
Luckily, just with my two, you know, best girlfriends, shout out Hannah Corman, Jody Ellenby. We were in Jody's den. It was a very safe environment. But I absolutely gave myself alcohol poisoning. I was vomiting for 24 hours and couldn't go to dress rehearsal because dress rehearsal. I couldn't stop vomiting.
Yeah. And you thought, I'll drink all the liquor for my first time.
You know, it's one of those things where
you don't
we
know
didn't
what you're
drink
doing.
A lot. Yeah,
you don't know what you're doing.
We didn't know what we were doing. And it's just like, oh, Jack, like, you finished your thing? Like, yeah, like, okay, finish mine. It's like, okay, like, I don't know. And it's like, how are you feeling? It's like, I think I'm feeling fine. I don't fucking know. And then you just keep going until
that's what you have alcohol poison.
Bad.
Until you have 24 hours of just like high school Jackie being like, you know, it's because I'm an
For my
artist.
Heart.
I got to feel it.
Yeah, that's great.
And I later find out in life that I'm straight up allergic to all alcohol. I will throw up after one glass of anything. So just like, so I don't drink, period, because it's just a bad experience for me. So to know like, oh yeah, it didn't matter how much I drank that night. I was going to be vomiting.
Some would say that's a blessing that you have.
Yeah. Speaking of,
I'm not angry about it. I think I'm
allergic to alcohol.
Turns out. Yeah. In fact, there's Chris Alvarado. CA, the Ansem Hay, when did you know you'd finally found the perfect pillow?
When I spent over $130 on it.
No.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, because some things in life, as you get older, are important.
A fucking pillow.
Like a fucking pillow. What am I, a child? What kind of pillow am I, a fucking drunken child? I'm not even going to tell you what that is.
No, I know you're not a child because you don't put, what is it, strawberries?
Granola.
Granola, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah,
fucking granola. No, I know you're an adult.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Finally.
Is that a pillow made of gold?
Damn, Atul, you got me. I'm saying nothing else.
Is it foam? I really want to know everything about this pillow.
It's one of those like firm ass foam ones. Not just like a memory foam where your head just sinks in. No. Yes, Atul, it's got the shape to it and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I just read an article saying, are cube pillows the best type of pillow? And that's interesting.
I've heard about the cube.
Well, who wrote the article?
A cube man.
Okay, well, there you go.
A Cuban man.
Cuban man.
That's what brings us to Joey Greer. Oh, my goodness. And last, but may this day never end, if you think I'm lazy, it's Joey Greer. Cramps inducer. What happened to all the dolphin babies?
So we're all familiar with what happened in SeaWorld with the orcas.
Yep.
Well, what people aren't familiar with there's an actual Simpsons episode where dolphins are like the highest form of being on Earth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they actually leave Earth at one moment.
Sure.
And that's what's happening. We're having a mass exodus of dolphins at the moment. And people are thinking, oh, that's because of global warming. No, they're going back to their mother planet.
And thank you.
They're going back to Dolphinia.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions gather from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs who get priority placement. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, video of what's happening right now, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at Scene one comes from Ethan, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. I love the podcast. It is always a delight to my ears. I have recommended the show to a multitude of people, none of whom went on to listen to it. My scene suggestion is, people return to the jungle to embrace their monkey heritage." Signed, Ethan. Folks who want to just stay on the path, if you could please, thank you.
I don't know if you realize this, but I'm kind of related to the jungle inhabitants here.
What's happening, sir?
Dad, don't.
I don't think he realizes we're coming back to our roots.
Put your shirt back on.
Sir, if you could just, your son's got a point. Let's keep the shirt on and also stay on the path, if you could please.
Okay. Well, listen, you might have been a tour guide for a lot of normies, but me and my family, we're second generation. My great-grandfather.
Debunked.
Oh, God. What's
happening? I know what this individual is going to say. This individual is going to say that we as human beings emerged from some kind of cesspool, and then monkeys came out, and then we did. Well, I have a question for you, sir, in your awesome plan of science and BS.
Uh-huh.
If we evolved from monkeys, then how come they're still here? Wouldn't they have been wiped out?
Oh, I have a question for you. Yeah, that's right. I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of, God? Have you ever heard of that guy?
Have you ever heard of him?
Have you heard of him?
Can you hear your son? Can you hear your son? Your son has been asking for your attention, and you have not been able to like give any attention to you. Son, have you heard of God?
Hey, don't you dare talk to my child about God, okay? We've got our own thing going.
Answer the questions, Dad. Answer the questions.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of God. And I am not saying that your God doesn't exist. I'm just saying that
you can't say that. Son, if you want to come with us, we'll give you a new name. No. Your name will be
Son,
Murphy
come with
Mitchell.
Me. We're going into
Murphy
the woods.
Mitchell
we're leaving
Manley,
this path.
And it's your birthday.
Leave this tour group and we're going to the woods. Take off your shirt.
Murphy Mitchell Manley. You like sweets? I got a backpack full of them. You like that, Merchant Meepa Manley?
All right, son, now's the big chance. You make a choice. You either stay with this tour group of strangers and one guy that thinks he knows what he's doing and tells you to stay in the path, or your dad, whose lineage leans back, like yours, to the monkeys. Come with me to the woods.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the most popular pastor in Pasadena, California, Triple M himself.
Sorry, Johnny. Sorry if I could just stop you right there. We kind of slipped up on the word pastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
It's pasture? Not the milk. It's not the milk. It's not the dairy product. It's like another term for priest. Pastor.
Past. Say it again.
Tor.
Pastor.
Pastor.
Like a former tour you went on.
There we go. Just take it again from the top, please.
All right, everyone, stand up and make some noise for the most famous pastor in Pasadena, California, Triple M himself. And you'll be able to put in the actual music, right? I'm not going to have to continue this on, or would you loop
that? No, we need you to do that.
So how long, what's the time stamp on that?
17.
And so I ask you, congregation, did I live in the jungle with my daddy?
Yes,
the answer is
yes. No.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Did I question whether or not God was real?
No.
No, I gotta be honest with you. I did. I questioned.
Yeah.
But you know what happens when you question?
No. Yes.
He gives you the answers. Now, congregation, I have a special guest.
He's talking to me
today.
He's talking to me.
It's not you. He knows who he is.
Me?
Now he is coming from the West Covina chapter of our church. Put your hands together for Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's his whole name. That's his whole.
Oh my God.
Everybody,
this happens all the time. It's not the band, it's just me. Mark, it's always a pleasure to be here in your congregation.
Bless it.
No, it goes around, what comes around. It goes around.
Yes!
Now, Peter, we brought you here today to share your story. Now, they've heard my story. Did I live with my dad and the monkeys?
Yes!
Yes, I did.
No. Peter has a similar story.
I have a similar story. I was, let me take you back to that day.
Take us back.
All right. Welcome on to the, this is the SS Mapplethorpe. We're going to be going across the ocean here. The beautiful beauty of the SS Thorpe is that.
Captain and Mary, I'm a little concerned. I feel a little sick. I'm not used to being on a boat, and I'm wondering if there's some sort of like bag or something.
You know who is at sea? You know who is out to sea? Jesus Christ. And it was a stormy night.
And you know what he did with all those fishes? He made them 50 million. He made them 50 million.
Hold on a second.
Deborah, Ellen, if you two could just go back down below deck so we could get those cabins dressed and cleaned.
Oh, they'll be dressed. Don't worry about that. But Ellen is conflating
There's
two different
no
stories.
There's no reason to talk to everyone else that's on the back.
And so my congregation, Peter, if I can interrupt, you believe Deborah and Ellen were angels. Isn't that right?
Well, all right. It's my story, Mark. But yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So he believes. He was talking to angels.
Oh my God!
Yes! Oh my God!
Yes! Let me take you back to that day.
Take us back.
Mm-hmm.
It will get clean. We will clean that deck. Don't worry. The beds are going to get made.
Let me skip ahead a little bit. I think that part. I don't know why I always go back to that part, but
because you met angels.
Yeah. An hour later, this is back in my past. An hour later.
This treasure map right here will lead us to Oberyn's gold. I'm telling you right now. Now, if we just follow this chart.
Oh, my God. The there's snakes map. In his vomit.
Clean it up, please. Let's clean that up right away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It'll get clean.
It will get clean. I warned you I was sick.
The vomit on the dig floor is not good. That's fabulous dig floor. You don't.
And the vomit was red. Pardon my interruption. Vomit was red, much like the Red Sea congregation. The
That's a big part of the story, Mark. So I usually like to tell that part.
Take it away. Let's go. Let's go to your past tour.
No.
Hey, I'm sorry to come into the green room. Peter, Paul, Mary, am I saying that correctly?
If you want to talk to my client, first of all, thanks. I got this. What is your name, sir?
My name is Don Tudor. I represent most of the evangelical powerhouses here in Southern California.
Right, right. Yeah. Are you here to snatch up my incredible talent? Is that what's
Not at all. I just wanted to come and let Peter, Paul, Mary know that I had a fantastic time. And it looked like that crowd of like 3 to 4 people, that could have been even a better story with maybe 3 to 4,000. How does that sound?
Oh, he's going to sell you a bill of goods now, Peter.
3 to 4,000. I'm listening. Phil, give us a second.
Yeah. Did you want that cappuccino?
See if they have a latte. If not, yeah, cap's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take one too.
Almond milk?
You know me.
Yeah, all right. I certainly do.
I'll do the same.
And don't you forget that.
Mm.
Okay, I'll be right back.
So, Don Tudor.
Why don't we cut the fucking shit?
Whoa, no one talks to me that way. Especially not in a house of God.
Right? House of God. Let me show you something. Look at my wallet. Do you see all those bills in there?
Yeah, are those candies too?
Yeah, they are. They're candy bills. I'm not allowed to bring actual money out because I spend it too quick. But I make a lot of dollars. All right?
And I can make you $100. All right?
What kind of car do you drive?
Right now for appearances, I have a Nissan Sentra.
Nissan Sentra. How about we do this? How about you start driving around in a G-Wagon? Let people know that God works in mysterious ways to get you money.
G-Wagon?
A jean wagon. It's a wagon made out of jeans. All right.
You know what? I'm going to stick with my manager. I think I've gotten the vibe.
You're dumb as hell.
You're so fucking dumb.
Pardon me, Pam, as part of the congregation, I just wanted to say I could feel the Holy Spirit working through you today.
Yes.
Can you feel it?
Yes.
So I was going through the records, in my prayer book, your name came up.
No.
I realized you pulled your tithing. Pam. Pam, we're going to need you to double down on the tithing. We need 20% of whatever comes into your house to give to God's house so he can give to me so I can open the front door for you.
But here's the thing. I've been saving up. I'm trying to get to the jungle. I'm trying to just get in touch with my roots. And
I know why you're going to the jungle, to get in touch with my dad. Isn't that right? You want to see if I've been lying or not. Is that right, Pam?
It's about me. So you want to meet my father. About your dad. And a little bit about your dad, but it's really about me connecting with my roots and maybe finding a love in your
best
heart.
Of luck. Okay. Best of luck. And if you see him, tell him I said.
What? Tell him what's up? What? Tell him okay. You said.
Best of luck. And if you see my dad, tell him like.
That's him. What? Said what?
All right. You've got to share that with me. This is partly mine. Give it to me. I'm fucking hungry, okay? We're a family here. God damn it. God damn it.
If you look over to your left, you'll see a family of monkeys. To your right, hippopotamus.
That looks like a man in that enclosure.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm covering my genitals. Don't look down there.
Daddy's got a third ball.
Yeah, I see that.
It's a scene one.
Just scene one. That's all that was.
Gotta do the whole show.
I know. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's a third ball, everybody. Scene two comes from Patreon Alchemaniac, Mike Del Rosso, who wrote, "Hi there, Alchemotley crew." Just thought of that. He wrote, "To make things more efficient while submitting scene suggestions, I want to present a standard intro. It goes like this. First time listener, long time caller, love from Berg, Buttermilk Jones, 2 words for the scene suggestion, Moon Wizard. P.S. Just in case you forgot, I love all of you. You bring me the most joy, Mike." Okay, you wanted to
reserve a table for six. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what was the name for that reservation?
You can put it under my wife's name, mm-hmm. Jody Hanna.
Jody Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? Put it under my husband's name. There are so many Jody Hannas. Put it under Moon Wizard.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like you said Moon Wizard. Name.
Moon Wizard.
Just Jody Hanna's fine. Just put it.
I see why you wanted to put it under. I tell you what we do, folks, in this situation. If you want to put it under like Tim Smith or something.
No, just my wife's name is fine.
It seems like she's not comfortable.
Oh my God.
This is none of my business.
Moon Wizard up there?
But for
don't talk to me. Don't
we
talk to
put
me.
Put it under Tim Smith.
Honey, that's Moon Wizard.
I don't want to talk right now, okay? I don't want to talk.
So
you pick this restaurant. Do you know how expensive this restaurant is?
Hold on one second. I'm so sorry. I hate to interrupt. My husband is too embarrassed because he's a big fan. Could I get your autograph?
I don't give a shit.
Moon Wizard. What?
I don't give a shit.
He's funny. If you get to know him, he's hilarious. But we're both big fans of all the magic that you create. Could you just give me one? Could you just give me an autograph?
Sure. And just to be clear, me and my wife have plenty of friends, so we're not really looking for new friends. So
I'm not trying to be friends.
Should I make it a table of eight, Mr. Wizard?
No. I'm sure it's impossible.
Let me go ask my husband if he minds.
If you can, when he comes back, just say that the table of eight is gone. We only have a table of six.
We have table of eight, table for 10, whatever you'd like, Mr. Wizard.
No, six would be great. Jody, am I right?
Don't fuck this up. You know he's my one, okay? He's my one. This is Moon fucking Wizard. What are the odds of that?
Your one keeps on changing, okay? Your one keeps on changing. Apparently, every time we meet a celebrity, that's the one.
That's the one. We got a chance to sit with Moon Wizard, okay? Just please don't mess this up.
I'm not going to be cocked while I have dinner, all right? I'm not going to do that, all right?
Please.
I'm looking for a Jody Hanna.
Mm-hmm. One moment, please. Jody, there's someone at the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, Jody. I'm with the FBI. I need to tell you, you are in danger. Okay. Now, here's the truth. Four other Jody Hannas have been killed in the last 3 days. Now, there are a lot of Jody Hannas,
of course.
But none of those Jody Hannas are married to
Moon Wizard.
Moon Wizard.
So maybe that provides me some protection. Have you figured out the correlation outside of the name? I mean, perhaps they were in some kind of organized crime syndicate.
Huh. Just made up of Jody Hannas, you think?
You know, like a club. Like a Jody Hanna club.
I wasn't invited to
and that I wasn't leading.
Okay, so you were not invited, nor were you leading the Hanna club.
I assume there are other Jody Hannas because they're two common names. I don't know that there are other Jody Hannas, and
four were killed just recently. But none of them were married to us.
And I'm just getting emotional because the thought of anyone dying hurts my soul. Not because I know that.
I have photos right here. You could look at this.
Oh, and that's gruesome. And I didn't realize it was going to be a post-mortem photo. One. I don't need to see that. That's unnecessary.
Okay. Be careful.
Weep, weep, weep. Ding dong.
Who is it?
I am looking for Jody Hanna.
Yeah. I think.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who is it?
I am looking for Jody Hanna.
Hey, I'm not going to open the door because we just had like a weird guy just come to the door and kind of freak my wife out. No thanks. We're not interested.
I'm looking for Jody Hanna.
Okay, and I have one chef's salad. If you could just pass that down, please. I have a minestrone soup here. Will your other guests be arriving? I know you said table for six, and there's only two of you. Are they?
Yes, they'll be here. It's our grown kids. They'll be here shortly, so don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. It's just you've already started eating, so I didn't know.
You'll get a good tip. All right. If there's one thing, I actually
donate the tips, so it'd be nice to help help the organizations I donate to. And
you're just a millionaire who's waiting tables on the side?
A millionaire, please. No. Put a B in front of that. I'll be right back.
What was that? That was weird, right?
It makes me nervous in the chest. That makes,
yeah. I mean, this is just a weird day. We have the FBI
today
agent
come. Today is a little off. And babe, I'm sorry. The children aren't coming.
Oh.
And I did text all of my friends, the four of them, and they're not coming either. I tried to get backups. They're not answering. I don't
know. Look, I'm sorry to interrupt, all right? But my wife really wants to come over, okay?
Please, we're just trying to have a dinner.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But I can't have a dinner because I didn't get to choose a restaurant. And now my wife sees Moon River, or whatever the hell his name is.
Wizard.
And
he wants to come,
Wizard, whatever, okay? And she wants to come over here. She wants to make love to him.
You're so close to my face.
That's her
one. You're so close to my face.
You want me to get closer?
No, you're spitting. You're spitting, and it's my cheek is now moist.
Well, consider it a free appetizer, buddy.
Why don't you hang out right here, Moon Wizard? I'll be right back. Let me go talk to your wife.
Oh, here we are,
hi,
buddy.
Oh, your name?
Oh, my name? It's Lucy.
Lucy, let me just get one thing straight. You're never going to fuck my husband.
Oh, my God. Are you really fucking serious? Are you going to come over here? What you don't realize, lucky girl, is that he's the one, okay?
Lucky girl.
Honestly, you should just take her, man. Just get her off my hands. Just get off my hands.
You want to do like a swap thing?
No, man. I just want to be free from this.
Why don't you just break it off?
I can't. Because our marriage was bound by God.
Oh.
And I don't have the power as a human being to...
Imagine having four best friends. They all have your same name and they all die gruesome deaths. And you're going to call me a lucky girl and then go try to fuck my husband? That's what your plan is?
It wasn't part of the plan. Listen, it's just that if you really love your husband, don't you want to know if he makes love to another woman?
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, I thought you were an actor. So you're actually, you do magic with the power of the moon.
Yeah. I use the, like Neap Tides. Yeah, but I do magic based off of it.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, but
do you like the soup?
Yeah. My God. This was your wife's, wasn't it?
No, the waiter's
coming. Started eating.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're a guest at my table.
That guy was so hungry for tips when he came over to our table.
I got the complete opposite vibe from him when he came to ours.
Now imagine wearing a wig and then just close your eyes and think about the one person that you want to be fucking, but then just fuck your husband. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've been doing that for years. It just doesn't do it anymore. I need your husband's flesh.
It's hard for me. I'm trying to relate to you, maybe make a female friend. I've lost all of them. And you keep talking about fucking my husband, and that's hard.
Well, I didn't know you until now.
As a friend,
okay?
And I just want.
Director, FBI director, I actually forgot your name, sir. No.
It's on the desk. Read it, Rude.
I can't at the moment.
What do you mean you can't read it?
I've put together a theory.
Oh, time out. Time out. Ring the bell. What's going on here?
Who's read the name.
Just read the name.
Look, I can't read letters, but I can read people.
People, details.
People and details.
You got a kind of preternatural sense to this sort of thing, huh?
Preternatural sense to this sort of thing, sir. Now, I have a theory here that's a little wild, but hear me out. I mean, it's why you hired me.
Hold on a second. Can you really not read?
I cannot read, sir.
Jesus.
I can read
I
can read details. Situations, details.
Yeah. Preternatural senses.
Preternatural senses and all that. Now, sir, obviously we're looking for the Jody killer.
Right.
And, there's been, this and that and some clues and so no clues. I can't read the document, sir. But here's what I did read. Mm-hmm. Last night I went outside with my shirt off. I have one cigarette a day. And during that cigarette, sir, I looked up at the moon. And do you know what the moon did? It winked at me, sir. It winked at me. Now, why would the moon wink at me unless it was hiding something? Now, who do we know has the name of Moon?
Or you could have been on like the Smashing Pumpkins set. Or
oh, yes. I love the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, that one video they did.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, Tonight.
Tonight, Tonight.
Yeah.
Are you able to kill your Jodie Hanna?
I have killed 4 Jodie Hannas.
I must have.
I believe that must be all the Jodie Hannas to kill.
There's one more, but I'm sorry. I just got lost. My car is not great. It doesn't have GPS, so...
Your car doesn't have GPS?
No, it's an older car. You have to use your phone.
I've got an extra one. Stay here. I'll be back.
No, don't leave. Where are you?
Wait, what? You don't need one?
I don't need it right now. I'm just trying to get the tally of how many Jodie Hannas are actually left, but you got 4. It's really good. You should be the main. You know, you should be in charge. You should be the director. Uh-huh.
The director?
Yeah, you should be the director.
Oh.
Hey, anybody else see those 2 naked guys just talking to each other over there? What the hell is
that
going on?
That is scene 2. Oh, yes, it is. Don't you think for a moment that's not scene 2, because that's scene 2.
Totally.
Scene 3 was sent to us via email. Your name here at AlchemistsNews.com from Karen, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, just wanted to share how I came across your podcast. I'm a chemist, and I got tired of just listening to music all the time at work, so I decided to venture into the podcast world. I knew I wanted comedy, and while scrolling through titles, alchemy naturally caught my eye, and I just had to give it a try. I mean, how could you mix between alchemy and comedy and go wrong? I'm so glad I did, too, because you guys are amazing. I mean, there's not much chemistry, but I'll take care of that."
Ouch.
Solid.
Good burn.
I'll take care of that while I'm listening. You guys definitely take care of the comedy part. I do have a scene suggestion. Hot air balloon ride with cats. Thank you all for your do. Kara.
All right, okay, so I've got a ticket for...
How many in your party?
Well, there's 2 of us. And right. It's just us two. We got these bags and it's cold, so I figured we'd wear these thick jackets.
You've reserved this ride just for the 2 of you.
Yeah.
It holds 8.
Uh-huh. We're fine.
Okay. And what are the bags?
Those are our personal bags in case we want snacks.
Very large snack bags. Okay, well, come on board. What is the name so I can just check you off the list?
Snidel.
Snidel. That's what I've got. I thought it
Mr.
was Snidel.
Mr. and Mrs. Snidel.
It's not Snidel?
It could be Snidel. It could be Snidel.
Well, I mean, it's your name. Whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, of course. It's Snidel then. If it's up to me, it's Snidel.
Oh, you're a little wobbly there. Come on board. Let's get you.
Careful. All right.
Let's get you seated. I'm just going to go get the snacks, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Right, cut the ropes, honey. Cut the ropes, honey. Come on, he's going to be back any second. Cut the ropes.
I don't have a knife.
You don't have a knife? Fuck. He's never going to let us toss these cats. We got to get up there.
We have to toss the cats, baby. That was the whole plan. That's why we're here. That's why we made the reservation. Right.
Well, I thought we were going to try to go up by ourselves.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to open balloon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, this is reserved for us.
Well, it doesn't look like anyone here has got a hatchet. Luckily, I do. Let me just cut these lines.
Wait, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
2, 3, 4.
Whoa. Someone's coming up this basket.
What the hell?
Oh.
Listen,
hey guys.
My wife and I had this for private for us. I don't know who you two are.
Absolutely
well,
no
don't
problem.
Have it for private
I'm Tina,
anymore.
And I'm actually your tour guide today. I will be running the balloon. I'm certified to run the kerosene lamp and make sure everyone goes up when they want to go up and go down when they want to go down. Act like I'm not here.
That's a kerosene lamp?
Yes, it's very powerful, but it is just a kerosene lamp. Wow. Back in the day... this is a fun fact. Back in the day, it was actually fueled by it was a whale fat.
Blubber?
It was whale fat. I'm going to call it fat because blubber's a little too cute. And we don't like to think about death when it comes to cute.
Well,
and
at the end of the day,
in order to get the fat, they got to kill the motherfucker, right?
Let me stick my hand up there and see how hot it is. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Shit.
It'll my melt hand. Your bones. It'll melt
oh,
your bones.
Oh, God. It's just
who is that guy?
Oh, my God. Listen to me, buddy. Listen to me, buddy, right now. There's treasure. There's treasure.
Oh, my God.
There he goes. You know, and that does happen sometimes. So I want you guys to please stay within this delineated box. Delineated.
What's going on? You barely reacted to that man falling off the balloon.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm a professional.
That man was not even supposed to be here.
That doesn't matter. Why aren't you reacting, tour guide?
Me, okay. I thought you were having a problem with your lover not being an empathetic person. For me, I'm a professional. This is my job. I have seen that more than once. I've actually seen it more than thrice. And I'm actually trained to be desensitized. I'm supposed to act like I'm not here. I'm a part of the balloon. Unless you want fun facts, in which case I'll shoot them at you. But just act like I'm a part of the balloon.
Tommy, dude, wake up. I just saw some fucking, I think it was a guy fall out of that balloon up there. We got to check this out.
No, you're dreaming, man. Just go back to sleep.
No, I was wide awake. I swear to God, I was wide awake. I was sitting up. I was looking at the clouds and then the balloon took off. So I watched that for a bit. And then one of the people in the balloon either jumped out or was pushed out. And this is why we got to go check it
all
out.
All right, let me get my wallet and my phone.
Why do you need your wallet?
We're
going to walk. It's just over there.
All right. I just still need the house keys.
Think someone's going to ask for your ID between here and there?
It's like a security thing. I just have it on me. All right.
But your keys. How about leaving the keys behind?
No.
You got to trust me. Is a campsite.
I'm going to take
no one's going to.
Sir, you fell from way up there. Are you okay?
Listen to me right now. Listen to me.
Ow, you're hurting me.
There's treasure.
Where?
Pick me up.
Where?
Pick me up.
Tommy, over here.
I can't lift you. What?
Pick me up.
Here they are, Tommy. Hey. Uh-huh. Oh, hey, you found the guy.
This is the guy
that fell out of the balloon, right?
Oh, his hand is completely bones.
What the fuck happened? Dude, did you talk to him? What happened?
Pick me up.
I'm a child. I can't lift this grown man.
We can tell you're a child by your body.
Yeah, you have a child's body. We'll help you lift
sir,
the man.
I'll go out of it eventually, I'm sure.
Will you?
I'm sure this is one of only two ways that somebody could leave. Of course, she's seen this happen a whole bunch of times. But no, honestly, my lover and I just kind of wanted to have some private time. We're gonna make out up here.
So yeah, act like I'm not here. I'm a part of the balloon.
Well,
I'd
rather you not be looking while we're making out. It makes me feel a little weird.
Well, here's the thing about safety on balloons, right? I got to keep my eyes all around. I've got to...
Oh, shit.
I pushed
her
out.
I don't know how to fly this
thing. It doesn't matter. Now let's let the cats go. That's why we're here, right?
His hand is completely... Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Another one fell! Oh, my God!
Oh!
Hey!
She just bounced! She just bounced onto her feet! Oh, my God!
That's the sickest thing I've ever seen! Hey, lady, yeah. Are you all right?
You couldn't imagine how many times I'm pushed out of my own balloon.
What happened? You were pushed out!
I was pushed out, and luckily, because of past pushes, my legs are actually mostly titanium and pins. So as long as totally I land explains. On my feet, I'm not feeling much, and I've got great shock absorption.
This guy fell out of a balloon too.
Out of my same balloon. Hey, man, nice to see you again.
Pick me up. Pick me up.
He says there's a treasure. No one can pick him up.
I'll try. I'll give it a try.
Don't touch it. Oh.
Good luck.
Titanium legs.
Yeah. If only my hands are on my feet.
That's weird.
My arms are completely just flesh, just human flesh and bones.
So what's going on? How come you both fell out of a hot air balloon?
Hey, little boy, where are your parents?
Wait, what are you doing?
I don't have parents.
And how come you two guys aren't wearing any pants?
We were camping over there.
We live close by.
Why are you carrying your wallet in your underwear?
He likes, it's a security thing.
Why are you answering for him?
We're, because he doesn't feel well. Look at him. We're camping over there.
All right, so do we just toss them all at the same time?
No. I want to watch each one bounce. They say that the cats always land on their feet. Let's prove this fucking theory, baby. I love you. Oh, God, we're getting pulled over by the hot air balloon, please.
Hot air balloon, please. Okay. Pull it over. Take it down to the ground.
Can you guide me on how I... Take it to the ground?
Yeah.
Don't do it, babe. Don't do it, babe.
No fucking way. Let's go.
Turn that lamp up.
Don't go towards the moon.
Okay, baby. Okay. How about this? Every time we pick up a cat and throw it over the side, we kiss.
Oh. Yeah, baby. That sounds like you what like I the thought kiss. We were doing.
You think kissing's hot.
Uh-huh.
One day we'll go further than kissing. But right now it's just kisses and cats. Kisses and kittens.
I get it. Kisses and cats.
What are you doing?
What?
I'm an angel, all right? You can't do that.
We gotta go lower. We gotta go lower.
You can't escape me, you dumbass. You can't escape me. I'm an angel. Oh,
shit. Turn the lamp down.
All right, look, I'm gonna freeze y'all in your place because I do have that power. I'm bestowed certain powers by God.
You ever heard of him? You ever heard of God? You ever heard of him?
Deborah and Alan here.
That's a double angel.
Part of the angels. Listen, and we're just gonna right off the bat. We're gonna make all those cats go to heaven.
Bye bye.
We want to kill. We have the choice to kill the cats.
And then my parents had love up there, made love up there.
And they loved up there. Mark, they loved up there, y'all. Now, my congregation, do y'all feel love?
Mark Levin. This is the best part. Mm-hmm. So my parents climaxed, and that's where I was conceived, was in a hot air balloon.
What do you mean climax?
When a man and
Peter, Paul, Mark, and Mary, my congregation, they don't know about sex.
Oh,
they think they were all beamed here by the moon god.
Intelligent design. All right,
intelligent design. So if you could kind of like make this part a little, you know.
Okay. What are y'all whispering about?
God. Pam.
Okay, so where was I? Let me take you back to that day. So now my parents are in the hot air balloon.
They climax.
So all those cats went to heaven?
That's right, and they've all been given saintly names.
And you know what heaven looks like? For a cat, looks like a beautiful jungle. All the trees that they could climb. Imagine all of that bark that they could scratch on. They love it. And when they get there, you know God, you ever heard of him?
He's singing,
welcome to the jungle. That's what he's singing the whole time. And some people find that a form of torture, but the cats love it because he only knows the first couple bars. It's welcome to the jungle.
It all makes sense.
And then he starts again.
It's making me so horny.
Hey, we're going to relieve you of your angel duties, okay?
What do you mean?
Excuse me? Both of us?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Lucifer coming up here telling us what we got to do, huh?
Oh, I'm given an assignment. I just need to let you know.
The most beautiful of them all coming here to tell us we can't do our job, huh?
You don't have jurisdiction here.
I do. Listen, you're going back. You're going back to Earth, but you're not going back as humans. You're going to the jungle.
What?
You're going to the jungle.
I thought it was
going to
be like a whole, like a Michael situation.
Oh my gosh, I love Michael. Yes. Oh my, you remember that movie? I love pie. You remember that song from Michael?
Yeah.
So wait, the treasure was just this rusted out car?
Yeah, if we fix it up, it'll be worth thousands.
No, cars depreciate. That's a fact. They actually, the value only ever goes down. It's not a good investment, vehicles.
You must have titanium in your brain, too, because you're smart as heck.
And that's what they say. They say titanium in the brain actually makes you extra smart. So I make sure to shoot myself up with some of that every morning.
There's a titanium drug I don't know about?
It's a liquid form. Imagine, you ever seen Logan? You ever seen that?
Is that the second part of Michael?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm glad we just We just skipped second and third base and went right to home.
To smash runs. It. Yeah, it was awesome. That was awesome.
So romantic.
That was awesome. Oh, wow. Damn. We didn't even have to throw the cats out. This is great.
This is great. Now, hopefully there'll be a little one of you in my belly soon.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
Wait. I was
So hold him up. Hold the dude up.
Got
there's
you, girl.
Another one.
Whoa, you caught me. Wait, you're the person who was...
Titanium
what a
lady.
Weird day it's been.
A tour guide never lets you down.
That's a good motto.
But wait, the balloon with less weight in it, won't it just keep going up and up?
Who's left on board? Are there a bunch of people still?
Just one sick man who deserves to be burnt up by the sun.
What the? Why?
You know why.
Tyler, you're fired.
Huh?
You let a balloon go up with two people.
Right.
And then two other people went up there.
Well, two people signed up. I cleared their name was on the list. They got on board. And then I went to get their snacks. And then they were gone.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You're the one making these snacks for people. And you're trying to implement it as a business-wide standard. That we don't do snacks. That's thing.
I do snacks. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you do that, you vacate your position and allow... people to jump in or steal it, or
I get an extra $40 and usually goes pretty smoothly.
There
this
you
is
go.
The first time that someone just decided, well, fuck, we'll just go up in the air on our own. So how's that my fault?
Because you let it happen. You let it happen. That's why it's your fault.
I've heard enough. I've heard enough. Look, I own this company.
Okay? Clearly.
You both work for me.
Thankfully.
Now, Bob, I put a lot of responsibility in you, a lot of power in your hands, and I thought you were going to fire this. What's up? Talk to me.
You moonlight as a goddamn server, and then you come over here just when you want to hold court so you can just harass us.
Excuse me. Hey, this dude is a fucking billionaire, man, and if he wants to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Change that. Put a T in front of that.
No!
Yeah, it just happened this week.
Congratulations,
to billionaire?
Sir.
Yeah,
congratulations. Can I just say you're the greatest boss I've ever had in my life, and this fucking Dungleberry here does not deserve to work for you.
Okay, I've heard you both out. Now, I need to... the truth is, I'm going to get rid of this whole company. I need to ask you one quick question, though. Quick survey.
Anything.
How do you feel about my newest invention?
What is
Titanium
it?
Tina.
Titanium Tina?
She's not a real person. I built her.
What?
I Where told her I loved her.
Wait, what?
What? I fell in love with it. We were engaged.
Is your job also to kill the Jody Hannas of the world, Tina?
Oh, I run just hot air balloon tours. I'm a tour guide. I don't fuck with Jody Hannas. Tried to fuck one of the Jody Hannas' husband, and after that, I was like, no, I'm gonna back off.
So what is your mission?
Just to take people through the sky, let them know fun facts, keep them safe. Because there's actually a lot
of Skynet.
Not Skynet. It's actually it's an hot air balloon company, and it's called Hot Balls in the Air. And it's my job to keep everyone safe, keep them informed, and let them see the world from a different point of view, from a different perspective.
Is that the one with the logo with the three balloons right next to it?
Yeah, it looks like testicles, but it's three.
Now look, Bob, I'm giving you this courtesy because I can tell you were really in love with her. Here's her GPS tracker. Now she's gonna die in an hour. What? So you got to find her, tell her, because I'm pulling the plug. God. She's already served her mission. Go get him, Bob.
I don't know where
By
I'm going.
By the way, you make me some snacks.
I'm just in the jungle.
That's our show for today. I want to hear him profess his love.
Oh, fuck. Go ahead. Profess your love, you son of a bitch.
Tina! Tina,
oh,
can you
man.
Hear me?
That was
I can
sweet.
Hear everyone.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming back and joining us. You're
thank
such
you
a delight. You
me.
Help us all forget about Joey, and it's just so appreciated, even if it's just for an hour.
You know, I have such a blast coming on here, so I really appreciate the invite. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Would you like to tell folks where they should go to find your wares?
Can you believe?
Please.
I took a little page. Speaking of Chris Alvarado popping up into people's answers. He's not. He's popping up into this one in a different kind of way because I have a website now.
Yes.
Sometimes when you're writing and you don't feel like writing, you do other things to waste your time. And
of course.
I made myself a website. That's JackieGonzalezDeRuthy.com. No hyphens, no fancy, just all of it. Boom. And you got everything here.
You got everything there.
Links, pictures, videos. It's all there.
You got links to chris-alvarado.com?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you very much. I can't wait to check out the new website.
Thank you, Chris Alvarado.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you. Boy, what a joy. Atul, love playing with you. Jackie, love playing with you. James, I love playing with you. Joey, I love playing with you. Kevin, I love playing with you. But I want to use the remainder of my time to just say JackieGonzalezDeRuthy.com, y'all. Get on it.
Get on it.
You guys, I did a photo shoot by myself on this wall.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go to Jackie.
I cannot wait.
This is how
Why
much time
is it so
I had.
Long, Jackie? Why do I have to?
No one had that domain name.
And there's two R's in DeRuthy.
GoDaddy paid her. They're like, here, just take this one.
Yeah, God, get this off our hands. It's too much.
Also, that's take nice. Jackie DeRuthy this Gonzalez 1, Jackie DeRuthy Gonzalez 2.
Photos, Jesus. This is funny.
Listen, wow, look at Joey's in real time looking at it.
Yeah, yes.
You know, ChrisAlvarado.com is a great website too. I love it. I love it so
Chris-Alvarado.com.
Dash. God, come on. Don't forget the dash.
I couldn't get Chris Alvarado.
James Heaney, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. We should really get all of our web pages interlinked because TheRealJamesHeaney.com, you'll find the live streams that even Alchemy This does. Any live streaming that I'm on is in my calendar updated.
Can you put a link to everyone else's site?
I should be able to. I mean, yeah, absolutely. What I would want to make a link for everybody else, give me a little like one by one picture and I will put that on my page and link it to there. Just so otherwise it's just going to be your name linked to a web page. But if you give me a little picture to link it to.
Everyone shoot a picture over to James. He will organize this effort. Thank you for that, James. Very much.
Sure.
And Atul, thank you as always. It's such a joy to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks. I have a blast. Ditto what Chris said. So, yeah, thanks for having me. You can find me at JackieDeRuthyGonzalez.com/Chris-Alvarado/Atul Singh. So.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for that. And Joey, are you happy with what you see at the site?
I'm loving it. I do want to say I have been working on some projects. I'll say it as a hacker. and I'm not going to say which website has a virus, but whatever one you click on.
Well, you know, I haven't put my security stuff up there. I haven't. It's not mine, is it?
It's James.
Shit.
Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you so very damn much for joining us for the shenanigans and the hijinks. We so love having you being a part of this. Please continue to be creatively involved as much as you would like. Review and rate and tell everyone you've ever met. And please be kind to each other. It's the easiest thing to do. Until next time.
How good is this?